This week in democracy. Israel's former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the elections which ultimately brought him down the, quote, greatest election fraud in the history of the country. Sound familiar? After that, hyperpartisanship has been on the rise for decades and seems to only be getting worse. How much can we blame just one organization? Here's why you should care.
Renew Democracy Initiative.
For Americans listening to former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, they might have a strong case of deja vu. Netanyahu railed against the fake news, dismissed his corruption trial as a witch hunt, and called himself a victim of the deep state. But he's not the only one that sounds like Trump. Left-wing Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro described his country as under attack by fake news. The Romanian government fired an official investigating corruption claims, alleging that he was a member of the deep state. And in the Peruvian elections, covered by RDI last week, both candidates questioned the results in a single 24-hour period. All around the world, Trump's language seems to be gaining momentum. So, has America exported anti-democratic tactics? Since Trump popularized the term fake news to reference news unfavorable to him, it's become a common term among anti-democratic leaders. Officials in Syria, Myanmar, the Philippines, Poland, Hungary, Libya, Russia, Turkey, and China have all referenced fake news to silence critical media. The phrase picked up so much steam after Trump started using it that Collins Dictionary named it their word of the year for 2017. In office, Trump used his platform to unite with authoritarians around the world. He said that he and Kim Jong-un, quote, fell in love, called himself a, quote, big fan of Erdogan, and described Xi Jinping as a, quote, very good man. There's cause to think that this has had real political effects. Hungary's strongman Viktor Orban described Trump's praise as permission from the highest position in the world. But can Trump really be blamed for global authoritarianism? Look, Trump emboldened and supported authoritarians, but he did not create them. It's worth pointing out that all strongmen have similar aims, to maintain power, and similar enemies, any institution seeking to check their power. Trump may have popularized fake news, but he certainly did not invent attacking the press. What's really changed is the American perspective. When we used to hear about attacks on elections or the free press, it felt foreign. Now, it's so familiar to us that we can see Trump's style in strongmen around the world. Trump did not introduce the world to authoritarianism, but he did introduce authoritarianism to America. Returning to hyperpartisanship, how much blame can be put on just one organization, Fox News? This past Monday, former President Barack Obama stated, quote, if you watch Fox News, you perceive a different reality than if you read the New York Times. As the most popular cable news channel in the country, and the only media outlet which a majority of Republicans trust, it's fair to say that the influence of Fox News on the Republican Party is unique. But just how influential is Fox? It's a complex question, but two impressive studies have attempted to quantify the effect of Fox News on American politics. The first looked at how Fox rolled out district by district across the country, using that as a natural experiment. It found that after Fox News came to a particular district, congressional representatives' voting records became more conservative on divisive issues close to elections. The second looked at how elections were affected in places where Fox News was randomly more prominently featured on cable listings. The study estimated that Fox News single-handedly raised the Republican presidential candidate's share of the vote by approximately 3.59% in 2004 and 6.34% in 2008. Now, while Fox has certainly been a boon for Republicans, its divisive style has come at a significant cost. Over the 25 years Fox has existed, polarization has increased dramatically. 6 months after the 2020 election, some 70% of Republicans still believe that Joe Biden did not legitimately beat Donald Trump, encouraged by media outlets like Fox. So, how can America solve its polarization problem? A simple fix is elusive. As Fox News grew, it ultimately inspired copycats, including on the left. Now, MSNBC is feeding into the same division, using scripts that are as one-sided as those at Fox. With a polarized left-wing media and an equally polarized right-wing media, a popular solution is to encourage people to listen to both, hopefully moderating their opinions. Unfortunately, the best studies on the subject found that just engaging with other perspectives may not actually help. In fact, in some cases it can make voters more convinced that they're actually right. We can be encouraged at least that 88% of likely voters agree that compromise and common ground should be the goal for political leaders. American voters clearly desire a calmer political atmosphere, even if we don't know how to get one. The issue? That same poll asked if they agreed with the statement, quote, "I'm tired of leaders compromising my values and ideals. I want leaders who will stand up to the other side." And 87% did. This is Uriel Lepstein.
Renew Democracy Initiative.